Future Money Briefing for Tuesday, October 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. With mortgage rates approaching 7% and prices that keep on rising, buying a home can be unaffordable for many, and especially for younger people. To help pull together funds for a down payment, some people might think about approaching their parents to co-sign for a mortgage.
Sitting down with your parents to discuss finances could be uncomfortable, but it's really important to make sure that everyone is on the same page and has the same expectations.
On today's show, we'll talk with Wall Street Journal contributor Robin Friedman about the benefits and the risks that can arise if parents co-sign, and she'll discuss other ways that parents can give their children a helping hand in buying a house. That's after the break.
WSJ Special Access gives you a front row seat to some of the Wall Street Journal's most exciting content, like The Quirkier Side of Life, a new series that features the fun, surprising stories our reporters come across.
The chief executive walks 10,000 barefoot steps every day. He recalls stepping on a bee, which put him off earthing for a couple of days, but he got back to it.
Check out The Quirkier Side of Life on WSJ Special Access, only for WSJ subscribers.
Housing affordability fell to its lowest point in the second quarter since the economic downturn 15 years ago, according to the National Association of Home Builders. But instead of waiting on the sidelines to buy, some younger prospective home buyers might turn to their parents to co-sign their mortgage. And while that could help you buy your first house, there are financial pitfalls to watch for before parents sign on the dotted line. Wall Street Journal contributor Robin Friedman recently wrote about this for the WSJ's Mansion section, and she joins us to discuss. Robin, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Robin, it's not unusual for parents to co-sign a mortgage for their children, but how have changes in the housing market affected that trend?
According to some data from LendingTree that they ran specially for the Wall Street Journal, we found that 57% of parents are willing to co-sign their children's mortgage. That's really good news for buyers because even though the real estate market has slowed lately as interest rates have gone up, homeownership still remains out of reach for many. Sure, bidding wars may not be going on right now, but prices remain high, and with mortgage rates now hovering around the 7% mark, owning a home is much more expensive today than it was a year ago.
How do parents co-signing a mortgage improve the chances of a child being approved for a loan?
For buyers who don't have an adequate employment or credit history, like a recent college graduate or someone who's self-employed, a parent co-signing can make the difference between getting into their dream home or not. When a parent is a co-borrower, the mortgage lender simply adds up the assets and income of both parent and child, as well as the debts of all the parties. So if a parent has substantial assets and income, that can tip the scales for a child who doesn't.
You know, Robin, we've talked on the show before about how parents and children discussing paying for college could result in some tricky conversations about family finances. How should parents and children approach the co-signing of a mortgage?
Sitting down with your parents to discuss finances could be uncomfortable, but it's really important to make sure that everyone is on the same page and has the same expectations. Parents may also want to consider the impact on their other children. What happens if they co-sign for one? Will the other kids expect them to do the same thing? It's also essential that both parents be on board about co-signing. Spouses often disagree when it comes to lending money or giving gifts to children or grandchildren. So to avoid conflict, all of this needs to be hashed out in advance. The age of the parents is really important, too. Many parents considering co-signing for their kids are approaching retirement age, a time that usually they'll be living on a fixed income. Co-signing a mortgage means that if the children stop paying, the parents might be in for a rude awakening when they become liable for paying that mortgage. They may have to cut back on travel or other spending, or may even have to pull money out of their own home to get by. It's risky.
Now, we talked about the benefits children get from parents co-signing. Are there any risks they should watch out for?
Well, if parents co-sign a loan for their children, that doesn't exactly scream financially independent. Parents may be enabling their children to live outside their means, and that's never a good thing.
Now, these potential risks and pitfalls might be a little too much for parents to want to take on. What other options could they consider if they want to help out their children?
Parents can structure the deal so that they are co-investors or co-owners in the property rather than just passive co-borrowers. That gives them more rights and control because their name will be on the deed, so they're not at the mercy of their children, who have total control if they are not on the deed. Parents can also give a gift to children in the form of a down payment, which would lower the amount of the mortgage that the kids need to pay for the house. Anyone can give a gift to another person of up to $16,000 a year without it being reportable as part of the annual gift tax exclusion, which means that two parents can give a couple $64,000 a year. One other alternative is to tap a program like Merrill Lynch's Parent Power, which allows family members to pledge eligible securities such as stocks and bonds to make a cash down payment on a family member's home. That's a good option for those who want to help a child buy a home but prefer to keep their assets invested.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal contributor Robin Friedman. Robin, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.